Hi, I just want to start off saying that we apologize for missing last week. That was my fault. I left my phone at home in Maryland, and I was already halfway to PA, so I decided to just leave it there. And so, unfortunately, because of that, we weren't able to post last week or record, because I do have the app on my phone alone. But here comes to you. We introduce two of our new friends, and it gets a little crazy, and I was going to edit it, but I decided not to, so enjoy! Hello, and welcome to Crossing State Lines. We have Jackie and Charlie here.
Not from going, or always out of Philadelphia, but
cool. Oh, yeah, Charlie, still the same.
And Joe! Sorry.
There's not a Jackie and always
gotta,
Sunny.
I'm going to start the stupidness off. Here we go.
We're going to start off with talking about the Super Bowl. I have a question for everybody.
Okay.
What's your question?
My first question is that if you needed a day off for the Super Bowl, because everybody is trying to have the day after the Super Bowl a national holiday.
Obviously, Monday.
Would you rather have the Super Bowl on Saturday, or would you rather just have Monday off?
Why would you not?
See, that's why I like his answer, because mine, they asked the question, would you rather have it Sunday or Saturday? And I said Friday.
Why would you not?
Because 6:30. So 6:30, you have like the whole weekend.
But it's one of the, like,
why would you not have it?
Because some people like making money because they like money. And I would rather, you know, if I work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, I would like the Super Bowl to be on Saturday so I can already have my Sunday off and enjoy it and then go back to work on Monday.
So let me I'm going to lay this out here real quick, because I'm going to start, because I work 40 hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. That's my schedule. That's why I say it should be Friday, because 6:30 would be great. Like, I love it. Second choice would be Saturday, but I want you guys to tell them, like,
really,
what your schedule is.
I really want to talk about that, because do you really want to get off of work and then go fucking party hard? Every time you get off of work on Friday, you're so fucking pooped, you want to go to bed and go to sleep.
But talk about your hours Friday, though. Talk about your hours Friday, though.
I want to talk about your hours on Friday on why you want
to
have the Super
Bowl on
Friday.
That's why I said 8 to 5. Because by the time I get home.
What do you mean 8 to 5?
8 to 5
p.m.?
Monday through Friday. 8 to 5. And if the Super Bowl would be on a Friday, it'd be 6:30,
no.
So work are great.
Who's
for
cooking
me
the Super Bowl food all day on Friday? Like, who's
nope
making the party go?
See, I'm disregarding all that.
Fuck.
So, yeah,
Jackie's right.
You need to think about everything that goes into play with
that's
the Super Bowl.
That's where I want you to talk about when you would work and, like,
Friday,
wow,
100% off the table.
It's
we're back to just Saturday
just
and
Sunday.
It's less about the Super Bowl, more about the Super Bowl preparations.
Exactly.
Like, the Super Bowl is not just the game itself. It is.
It's the food.
It is a.
Yeah. You don't want to be cooking while you're watching the. It's
good
it's
stuff
already got to
yep
be done.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm
exactly
not planning on that shit. I'm planning on picking up bullshit beforehand.
Yeah, but then you have to take Friday off of work. You have to take that time off to prepare
see
all of that food
and this is
do
why
all of that.
No,
we're
Joe,
having this
Joe
conversation.
Even if you don't have to take off work to make any fucking food, you are always tired on Friday. Everybody wants to
right
go home on Friday and go
right
the fuck to sleep. It is very rare that people do want to go out and party, but those are the weekenders.
Probably
Monday
plus
is the hangover holiday.
Sunday
plus
fun day. So you
yes
can enjoy Monday.
Plus, nobody's going to want to drive an
that
hour and a half to
a
see
thing
me up where I'm at. They'll probably want to drive an hour and a half away to be further away from me.
No one's driving.
Yeah, who drives in the Super Bowl, right? Like,
I mean,
you have your plan, right?
He's bringing in our, like, situation.
Oh, well, a personal situation.
I mean,
well, that's why I don't leave the city.
But you're not from this state, are you?
Neither is Charlie.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait,
but,
am
so
I the only one?
That punches,
I hit the
that punches
light,
light fixtures?
Fine,
yes.
Fine.
Yes.
I don't have to touch it too. I got it.
I was going to touch it as well.
Everybody
just
calm down.
Sure.
Everybody just calm down.
There's a podcast in progress.
I'm the only one from Maryland right now.
Yeah.
Is everybody else from PA?
That'd
no
be a 10-4.
Ohio, baby, go Bucks.
Ohio! Yay, it's not a PA.
Really?
I'm not from
oh
PA.
What is yours?
New Jersey.
What?
Oh, you said Frenches. It's so sad.
Wait,
you're so
wait. We're on a we're recording a podcast. We're recording a podcast called Crossing State Lines, thinking we only had two states involved, and we have four.
Four.
Get the French toast out of here.
Wow.
Wow. I want pancakes.
We should touch tips.
Let us gingerly touch our tips.
It's too cold outside.
Nobody else is doing it. Yes.
Yes.
We all touched our fingertips if anybody wants to know this listening. It happened.
We don't believe
and my snacks got caught on the drawer.
My on the tip.
I was going to say, it's a little cold outside.
Yeah. And let me tell you why.
About this tip conversation.
Why it's cold outside?
No. I think it's a serious conversation.
Ow.
I think it's a serious conversation as to why the Super Bowl has to be on... Like the Super Bowl Sunday, and why Monday is not a fucking holiday. Monday has to be a holiday.
Football
is Sunday. However,
well, listen, it's changed over the years because we have never had a Tuesday football until this past quarantine.
I don't see the problem with that. I don't. I mean, it's not a problem with that. It's different.
Listen. Thursday football and Monday football already fucks me up because I feel like football is only supposed to happen on Sunday.
I gotta
Sunday.
Tell you, I don't like that either.
Sometimes there's Saturday football, too.
Yeah, why?
That's weird.
Why?
No, and I gotta
can
say
we
something
be
here,
consistent?
Too. Like,
Saturday's please. For college. Saturday's
well,
for college.
And the college stuff, I gotta give them credit, but I just don't, like, I don't like watching it as much as I do, like, the NFL stuff. And then, like, once the NFL stuff's over, I want to just be done with it for a while.
Yeah,
I
want to know. Like baseball, but, like, I'm going to be depressed.
Not like both my ex-wives. So
I want to know why that is, though. Why is the NFL so much more entertaining than college football?
It's not.
When inevitably, college football is, like, pretty much the pregame of NFL.
College
football
is,
like, elitist because, like, if you have... In my opinion, like, I grew up in a family, we didn't have a college football team because nobody went
family?
To college.
Get the fuck out of here.
Nobody went to college, so nobody had, like, an allegiance to a football team. It's not like we had an alma mater that we were like, we're, like, rooting for this football team. Our closest college football team was Penn State, which was, like, 4 hours away, even though Rutgers was, like, an hour and a half away in the same state.
Penn State, I would probably choose that.
Yeah, we were Penn State because my dad's a Pennsylvania guy, so we were really? Like, let's just root for Penn State. But
fucking Joe Pa.
Well, anyway, we didn't have any. Even though we were like we're Penn State fans, but we never watched the games. Nobody cared about it. Who cared about like college football?
Let's see this though. Like, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say until I worked at UGA, Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb.
What's Nick Chubb?
Go Brownies.
The Browns running back Nick Chubb.
For our listeners that have no idea what we're talking about, and
if you're a UGA fan, you know Nick Chubb.
I also don't know what we're
so,
talking about.
So, we gotta understand this too, because, like, so,
person.
He's a Browns fan.
Go Browns.
She's a Ravens fan, which they have one/two Super Bowls.
Wait, but my...
And
wait.
Then, we're Eagles fans, so we have one Super Bowl.
But
we have a lot
but
of
other championships.
Let's switch up the game. We're gonna... Like completely change the dynamic
right
now.
The diamond dynamic.
Yeah. Shh. Nobody heard it.
It's a shiny dynamic.
It was recorded. But we're going to switch the dynamic. And I'm going to mention the fact that, yes, I am a Ravens fan, but my other team that I do root for, because my entire family is this team, is the Redskins.
Right.
And
not the
they
commanders.
Have
the Washington
only
Commanders.
The, they only
is
have been yes,
say.
Exactly. For the past year and a half, they have been the Washington football team, and they are now only most recently known as the Washington Commanders. Comments and thoughts.
Can I say something? I'm gonna say something about the first. And I saw this on a Fly Eagles Fly Facebook post. They were making fun of it, and as much as
like
I want to make fun of it, I'm
name.
Like, that's hilarious. But I made a comment that said, like, can we all agree this is a really dumb idea? And just continue to call them the Redskins. Which I think getting into discussion with Ish this tonight, I think I settled on, we're going to call them the Skins. I don't give a shit what you guys want to call them. Like, it's not offensive to anybody but the people that are actually like.
So, yes, I don't like the name.
The Reds,
my mother's a tribal citizen. It's not for me. I've grown up hearing that name and never liking it. Even when my mom was like, well, that's the way it's always been as a tribal citizen.
Right.
She's like, that's the way it's always been. And now she realizes, like, actually, now that I know the history behind it.
This is
it,
good to get some,
she's
like
I don't want to like it. Like, say that sports name. I don't want to be referred to in that way. I don't like hearing it.
As in, like, Redskins.
Yeah, she doesn't like it. And I've never liked
Skins
it.
Skins isn't, like, any less.
But it's like an abbreviated version of the same name.
Right.
So it's just as impactful as saying that
the Washington football team is a good fucking name.
It's an okay name. I don't know why they decided to change it again after so many fucking months
I think it's cool.
The Washington football team
is the best version, which I've seen on Philly Twitter this week, which I've said earlier, was the Washington Department of Football. That was the elite team name.
I think everybody's got to hear, too, is this is going to be a whole other discussion, but, like, what your team name is should support the area that you're in.
And that makes sense for Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Washington Department of Football.
I'd rather
have the Washington football team than the Washington Department of Football.
That's relevant
for the area.
Washington Department of Football.
We're the DOF. The Washington DOF.
Dope as fuck.
That's cool.
WDOF.
No, the Washington DOF. Instead of Department of Education.
I gotta say, like, I didn't understand that perspective yet. I was expecting everyone, and I'm kind of closed minded at some points, but like,
same.
As far as the Redskins thing, I'm like, who would not want to like? But to hear a different perspective, it's interesting.
Well, I can see it. Like I said, my mom, she's legally a tribal citizen. She grew up, and we argued for the longest time. She's like, right. I don't think it's like it's a legacy type of thing. I'm like, but why are you proud of that? Like, it's derogatory towards you.
And your people don't
even live in the area. They were pushed out.
And I think it's a good thing to be respective. Because I, like, there's some teams I hate, but I respect them, though.
It's
not
good.
But the Redskins thing, though, like, it's a...
It's not good.
I think it's respectful in the sense of, like, what they were back in the day. They were a good football team. Like... Would it be different if, like...
It's a culture of the government, you're representing a culture of people that aren't being, like, served by the government.
So if the government treated them the way they should have been treated, would you still think that that's a good idea?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Because, like, you're not going to have, like, the Washington white people or the Washington, like, black people or the Washington Asian. Like, you're not going to do that. Those aren't derogatory terms for those.
I figured it out for myself today when I said it.
We're both going to...
But until I could fully understand the term Redskins, I had to put it in a different name because of... what the person we were talking to today was saying. And I was like, okay, well, obviously it's not like we have a team that's out there called the fucking Black Faces. So I was like, oh,
but
that's
the
almost
Hawks,
the
though.
Same exact term when you say Redskin. Well, and I never, ever thought of it in that way. It is so bad.
You know, and I thought about that today. Like, I forget what I... freaking watch on Netflix this week, but I probably shouldn't have. Anyway, was hanging out with Ish and Allison, like, what he, how he, like, his, whatever it was, outburst or whatever this
his
tonight,
perspective.
Like, his perspective, I could say that, yeah. But, like, I think it was weird at one point. But at another point, I got to think about, like, okay, well, like, have I been where he's been ever? Have I been where Sherry's been? How, like, forever? I don't know.
Yeah, you have to think of other people's perspective.
So now the whole Redskins thing, that's what I'm saying, where, like, you gave me a different perspective where, like, I don't know, but I respect it. I wouldn't have had that before, though, so.
That's a very enlightened view.
In the next sense, the fact that they had to change their name and they made it such a vague thing of to be the Washington football team.
I like if that.
I like that.
I'm a fan.
If you waited that long to make that decision.
Let me continue. If that is sorry. What they had to change their name to, I feel like everybody else should have to change their name as well to the Los Angeles football team.
True.
The New York football
no.
team.
Bullshit.
No.
It's like, but it's like shit. It's like waiting for so long for somebody to tell you, well, what's your favorite color? And for a year, they're like,
camouflage.
I guarantee you, I don't know if I'm putting it out really? In the world or not, but if the cancel culture is what it is, some people are going to be pissed sooner than later that animals are involved with
no,
such
you,
a harsh
no,
sport
no.
as football.
What the hell
you
are
can't
you talking
equate,
about?
You can't equate them. And also, like, you've got, in the same division, you've got the New York Giants football team. Like, that's their legal
true.
Team. It's the New
I don't
York
know
Giants
why they call it
football
team. Teams. Like,
also,
we say
but they're
Giants,
not called
but...
that. They're called the
no,
Giants.
No, they are.
They
are
nicknamed
yeah,
the Giants, but
why
are
they are why
the
do you
New
say
York
football
Giants football
team?
Team.
Like, we know well, what football team they are. Like, they're a football team, yeah. And
so what?
So
no, question
to
you.
It should be the Washington Department of Football, and I'm going to... ended there.
Do you think the that the Cleveland Browns are named because of brown people?
I don't know.
No, I'll tell you.
Someone's
it's
last
because,
name was Brown.
Yeah, his name was Paul Brown. He founded the football team.
Okay, so then why is every other football team after a fucking animal?
Well, the...
What? No, what is not every team is after a
Philadelphia,
fucking
Philadelphia
animal.
Invented... freedom.
Whatever she says.
And
fuck yeah.
And they
Nick
adopted
Foles
the bald eagle
be.
As
Nick Foles.
Like
Dick should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're changing football names.
Nick
instead
Foles
of the
and
Eagles,
his
it
dick
should be
a part
the
of like
Philadelphia Foles.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
The Philadelphia.
For Foles' sake.
Do you really think that every football team is...
No, I'm just
after...
saying that...
Jeez,
yeah. Why is one team being ganged up on
because
for about
it's
the...
a
it
racist
is,
team name. It's historically
yeah,
a racist...
Yeah,
okay, hey, what about the Cowboys?
They
because
suck.
That's not
about
a race.
About.
That's not about a race.
It's not about a race. It's just how much they fucking suck.
Yeah, it's about
listen,
an asshole team.
Last time I heard, Cowboys and Indians were a thing that happened all the time. So if Cowboys are a fucking thing... Redskins.
But the Cowboys weren't a race of people. They were just
terrible.
Like
group
a,
of
they
assholes.
Were like they
when
were
you
like
hear
a
Cowboys,
renegade.
When you hear Cowboys, regardless of the football team, do you not think of a specific
a
type
group of
assholes? Yeah, type of like a
I throw up because I don't like the Cowboy fans.
Well, I think she's thinking about like a time like
yeah.
where like if there was
but they could be
if there's Redskins
they
around
not...
there was Cowboys around too. Like
yeah.
it's the same thing. It's
but
same
I'm trying
era,
to
right?
say it's non-diet whatever.
Well, because you had
we're talking
it,
about the same
people,
era, like
you,
the same type of stuff.
You had a people
like
who
was,
were indigenous to the area, and then you had these random people on horses or like doing whatever, trying
just,
to
cowboys
just riding horses. And
cowboys, but they were a mix of people. They weren't exclusive
so?
To any particular race. Although they're really white, obviously, because like that's this country's history.
I want to ask this question.
I just still feel like if one is opposed to,
hey, if we
would have
forced the Cowboy fan, the Cowboy team to do like whatever to their team, I'm all in favor. Other than they need to keep Jerry Jones because God bless him. You're senile.
Jerry Jones is the greatest Eagles player.
He's the best. He's
the
best player for the Eagles.
I'm getting somewhere though.
100%. Stay alive forever, Jerry Jones. And that's how I feel about Dallas.
I agree that they're terrible. It's like, I mean,
I.
It's fun stuff.
Have no.
I only want them to change their name.
Hard feelings
because
towards
like
any of the teams.
Little...
I don't. For some reason, I just don't think it's fair that the Redskins have to change their name than the Cowboys do.
Well, because Cowboys not a derogatory towards a race
earlier,
where
like,
Washington's name was
is
I think we could put
no,
this here.
Not.
I was like, ooh.
Well,
and
yeah,
it's like
yeah, drink it.
But I'm like, I want to keep this can though. It's a smaller one.
Oh, yeah, that's a full candle. One you've got to take
yeah.
for your candles.
Yeah. What the fuck was I talking about? God damn it.
This is a great podcast.
Yeah.
It's going to be. I think I remember the fuck I was talking about. We're talking about football.
You guys edit like the lulls.
We edit nothing.
No. And this is like the first one we had in
this
a while.
This is not a good lull.
Like a month. It has these moments.
I'm sure there's going to be people out there listening to it yelling and screaming at it.
Emma, shut your mouth.
I want to hear everybody
say, Emma, take about 50% off.
Mahalo, Emma.
I'm a good bit.
She's not in Hawaii yet, but...
She will be.
She knows what that means.
Do we talk about Letterkenny at all?
No.
What about the new Jackass movie?
Jackass Forever?
Why are you just like...
Oh my god. So, I saw like a clip on YouTube. Like, there's three of the guys standing up with like one of those... I don't know. It's not underwear, but it's like...
Banana hammock.
There you go. That works. Ooh. So, Johnny Knoxville's up there asking questions. He has a button to hit that's going to smack him in the freaking nuts.
And like, the other button
guy,
does what?
Like,
the I don't want to hit that button.
Standing like, oh, like, you, I mean, you what? I mean... So the first, like, I'm the guy in the middle. The guy, like, that's first here, he, like, he's asked the first question. And he doesn't know what it is. The second guy knows what it is, but he's like, oh, my God, I know what it is. So Johnny Knoxville, like, hits the button. He hits the wrong button. Hits the second guy in the nuts anyway. Freaking hilarious.
Sounds like Jackass shit.
Yeah,
sure
pretty
does.
Much. Pretty much.
Rest in peace, Ryan Dunn.
Yes, certainly. Mm. Even though you're driving a piece of shit.
Steve-O, anyway, I love you.
So. You know, Steve-O's.
Steve-O, I love.
Steve-O's from like.
Get it together, Herb Bam. We believe in you.
Even I want you on
sure
my back
guys,
as a tattoo. But
I wonder if any of these guys have kids.
We need more concentrated conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need in this. Because it's us two and we both go.
Well, let me tell you what I think about.
Somebody named something. Okay.
Punk rock.
Let me tell you about
the grunge.
Two is the best
grunge?
Band.
Punk rock.
Whoa, is this where we're going?
Well, shit.
Sherry's gone.
I'm not gone.
Sherry's jumped off the building. Oh, okay, you're sitting down. She's sitting Browns right now.
What? All right, can I hit
what?
Stop?
What?
Yeah, sure.
Boop. You gotta hit it harder.
Sure. So, what is it? Do you have a coworker who says assume?
Wait,
like,
do we
what?
Like, we're gonna like talk, shout out our sponsor or like our
well,
email?
Yeah, well, we just heard from the sponsor.
Okay,
so
alright, cool. Sounds good.
Now we're back at whatever.
We have an awesome view though. Like, what view do we have out our window right now?
The north side of Baltimore.
Nice. Hell yeah. Let's.
We also went up in the monument today and got to see all sides of the city.
Yeah. Really
north,
cool.
North, south, east, and west.
Excuse me. Open 5 to 10? Is it 5 to 10?
10 to 5?
That sounds better.
The times that you can go in the monument is from 10 to 5.
Right.
Monday through Friday, probably.
Washington Monument?
I don't know. It was Saturday today.
Washington Monument?
Today's Saturday?
What's the name of that goddamn monument?
It's
the
monument.
Mount Vernon.
Yeah, Mount Vernon.
Thank you. There you go.
Oh, that name.
I mean, 227 steps.
Looking you remember the steps?
Did you do them all?
It was written down on the wall.
I'm sure the title of the monument that you visited was written on the wall.
Well, and then halfway
yeah,
up,
that was
it
there.
Tells
it
you, you're halfway here.
Maybe you go birds.
And then you get up a little further, and it's like, only 25
sure.
more
go birds.
Steps.
But,
why did they go in 20 increments?
I don't know. It was like, I think it was a little scary though. I was like, I got claustrophobic a little bit. It was weird though.
It felt
and
like
Sherry's yawning,
it felt
so
like
she knows
the,
she's
it
tired.
It felt like
there
was
it.
Like the never ending steps. It was like, we're constantly going around this turn.
Were you going, yeah, you were
just
well, I was, you know,
going
what? I get afraid on the way down because if somebody's behind me, it's like scaring the shit out of me. Like, what do? I can't. Go out the side,
you're
like no, I can't go anywhere. I gotta
you
be
on our
like,
way down.
Yeah, I gotta. I'm fucked, and you're good. Like, I'm like, oh my god. So anyway, back to normal life. That's
back to scaring Charlie all the time.
Yeah, Charlie says.
Like your beard can't grasp.
I was thinking about Boy Sunny
Philadelphia,
like
I'm unscarable.
I was thinking
back to life.
That's
back
one.
To reality.
Oh boy.
Back to what? Anyway, so Charlie cut his beard off.
Now they prove
and his,
that we're not completely
his beard, his beard does not consume his beard.
So he's
drips
lighter
anymore.
And he can
so
run faster.
The drips are now going to
he's
his
probably 5 pounds
t-shirt.
Lighter, for sure.
Big boomtown. Not from Charlie.
You can't scare me now.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, because without the beard, I'm unscarable.
You can see Sherry when he punches, she punches you in the nuts.
Yeah.
That has no amount to the alcohol that's in your system.
No.
I hope you're talking about what I just said, because that's definitely true.
What? What'd you say?
I don't know.
Well, that helps nobody. The only way we're going to know is if we go back and listen to this podcast.
What are we talking about?
Beer. Mm-hmm. I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I'd sing it and beer you drink. Now there's nothing left to sing, so let's go drink beer. Beer is good. Beer is good. Beer is good. And stuff.
How about Psycho People?
I don't know that song, but I know the beer song. The song that like they used on the Mike Ultra commercial a while ago.
If it's warm, it tastes real crappy, but cold beer will make me happy.
Are you humping my cabinet?
No, I'm just moving my knees to the beat, bitch.
You might have to look this up, because I don't think my phone's going to work.
Sorry, when I'm being aggressive,
it's all good.
I say bitch a lot.
When I'm being aggressive, I say bitch a lot. Play on the TV.
No, that's not it. It might be.
Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I thought he was going to lend me a joint. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Something that I'm giving a hollow deal and then you swallow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. He likes beer. My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth. I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer.
Well,
why doesn't it work?
Beer is good, Psycho Sticks.
Beer is good, what?
Beer is
Psycho
good.
Psycho Sticks. Have you heard it before?
Really? Okay.
I feel like you've never heard it before.
Apparently, his phone sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. Except for the cover on it, which is Brian Dawkins.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Beer's good. I don't. If they're not on Spotify, I don't see it. Beer's good.
It's not. No, go type it up on YouTube.
It's on there. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
My YouTube has ads.
All right. My phone is recording, so I cannot do such things.
Put on the TV.
No. Okay. All right.
Again, I still have to search YouTube, and my YouTube has ads, Charlie.
Which Charlie is also from the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's true. That's why every time we leave the city, he's like, I don't like leaving the city.
What else do we want to talk about? What's some like get into tonight? Like
titties.
Those are always good. Yeah. But, you know.
I do like twins. Twins.
So we were just at Ish Analysis place. Their place was like twice, maybe three times as long.
Who, Ish and Allison?
Yeah.
I don't know who those are.
They're friends of ours. They work downtown.
Yeah. Can you see it?
Mm-hmm. Because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink.
Why did it stop?
That's the best parts.
I don't know. What? Who's that, your friend?
Martha. My
dad does the same thing. Martha.
It's
funny.
My brother that does it.
I drink beer because I'm sad. Cause the beer it makes me glad. And stuff. Beer is good. Beer is good. Beer is good. Let's go drink some beer. 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 Beer.
Oh, dude.
Dude, haven't you had enough?
Not yet. When it's warm, it tastes real crappy, but cold beer will make me happy. When I throw up on the floor, I can go and drink some more. Now the dead will make me dumb. Eat hard, oh good with pizza. Let's go drive a car. Beer is good, beer is good, beer is good. And stuff.
Thumbs up. Psycho sticks.
Beer is good. Let's go drink some beer. Beer.
Beer,
on the freaking
beer, beer.
This
sounds like.
This is the
what's
ear
that
part.
What's that one song like? Let the bodies in the floor.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think I died in a plane accident.
Oh shit.
I think you guys have a good music career.
I think you've had enough.
Get a plane on dying.
No.
Get a plane accident.
What the fuck
are you talking about?
Why is it
the floor?
What song?
It was
like
why? You gotta make
me fuck
this shit up.
Well, you know what I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, because they got, like, it was a band, and the lead singer
let's
died
go drink some
in,
beer.
The, in a plane stop crash, here, and now the lead singer was soiled with them over.
Beer is good. I am drunk. No, drunk as me. I am drunk.
Stop your podcast.
Beer! I am
oh,
drunk. Drunk as me.
I'll stop.
Am drunk.
Don't worry about it.
Beer!
Bodies. Yeah.
Oh shit.
You're gonna have to look it up. God damn it.
Well, we're gonna pause again because we suck. Jackie and Charlie are cool as shit.
I already said that.
Tell that on tape.
Okay. If you're crossing state lines, then you know that Jackie and Charlie are cool as shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to say that with me. I mean.
Oh, well, we're
yeah,
not
you should
ending.
Say-
We're not ending the episode yet. But sure. Oh, you spilled so much more beer than I did.
It's fine.
I punched the cans down and it spit. He pushed them down and they splattered everywhere.
That's because Charlie doesn't finish a beer when he's done drinking.
That was Joe. Joe. He is not the only one drinking them.
I'll clean up. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but that's Charlie's thing.
I will clean
Charlie's
it up.
I feel like one of each.
I will clean it up. Don't worry
door?
About it.
The second door right there.
Don't worry about it.
So, sorry. I interrupted things. Sherry's going to get us back on track because I'm not good at that.
Well.
I'll clean it up.
What track were we on? She's thinking.
Penis?
What?
Vagina?
Penis, vagina. Vagina?
Your dad listens to this?
He does.
Yeah. Sorry, Marty.
He actually, for one of our episodes, I'm gonna make it bend and break.
Sorry, I'm like, oh.
Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case
Marty,
God doesn't
we know it's warmer down there. You don't need to
what
tease
the fuck version is this? With some
it's
monkeys.
A music video of the.
Oh boy.
Thanks for the memory.
I think we combined.
Yes, he did listen, and we had a quote unquote party episode to where we were talking about parties that we had at our house.
The editor.
We do. We need an Eva.
Continue your story.
There is a episode that we are talking about. All of the parties that we have been to and the parties that I've had at my house that my dad didn't know about until this said episode of podcast. And I let him know that when my mom and dad went to the Dominican Republic for a wedding, for one of my cousin's weddings, and like kids weren't involved, quote unquote, I feel like they just didn't want to pay for extra people, but it's okay. Danny and I were so happy being home alone. We were never home anyways. We're kids with cars. We were
plus,
never home.
And you can blame shit on Danny then. That's
true. Yeah, no, this wasn't blamed on Danny because he tittle-tattled on me.
Sorry,
so.
Danny, I tried.
It was a very big party to which at the end of it, I planned it properly. They went away for an entire 2 weeks. I planned it. Nice. They left on Friday. The party was on Saturday. If anything went wrong, I would have the entire 2 weeks to fix shit. Smart shit right here. It worked out perfectly because somebody stole all of my DVDs and all of my CDs. The CDs didn't matter because they were mine, but the DVDs did matter because they were my entire family that were in the house, and my parents would have realized if they were gone. I spent 2 weeks worth of paychecks to have money to buy all the movies back that we had with my photographic memory and remembering all of the movies that we had. Later on, this is like years later, and my mom goes, "You know, I know you had a party that day." And I'm like, "I know you did."
Moms
she was
always
like,
"Know. They know
she was
that
like,
shit."
Yeah, they do.
God damn it.
She was like, "Did you buy like new DVDs?" And I was like, "What?" She was like, "There was one DVD that we didn't have that we all of a sudden had." And I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Yeah, this bitch knew the one goddamn DVD that we didn't have that I randomly bought because I thought we had it.
What?
And she's like, "You know what you should have done, Sherry? You should have bought all new DVDs because we had already seen all those." And I was like, "You would have known! You would have known." So literally until the podcast came out, my dad had no idea that had happened.
Kids having parties when their parents are gone is really funny. I never did that because I've got Captain Adult Extreme.
No, this was the full-on movie scene, though. Like, when you watch Mean Girls and you see the scene where there's kids coming up to the door and she's like, "Hi, do I know you?" And then they, like, reach out to someone behind them and then, like, come in the house. That happened to me in my house. Like, I was like, "Hi, like, do I know you?" And they're like, "Oh, my God, hey, dude." And they, like, just, like, moved me aside and came into my house. And I was like, okay.
I was in the middle of nowhere. No one's coming to my house for a party, number one. Number two,
true statement.
My brother did this when I think he was in high school, and like my mom and dad and I, we went like away. I probably like college shopping or like skiing or some shit or whatever. But my dad had like little like lanterns lining the driveway, like these little electric lights, and it had snowed. And someone, because then it covered the lights in the driveway, so you couldn't see where the driveway was and like all the like foliage that my dad had, like lining or like landscaping or whatever. So we come home and you can just see all of these lights that my dad had just put in the driveway are all run over because the snow has melted. And it wasn't like that before we left. And my dad's like, "Well, Brandon had to work this weekend, and like, who's coming out here? We live in the middle of nowhere." And then he's like, "We didn't even have a liquor
store." I came up the driveway when it was snowing and I couldn't see the shit.
Well, no, because like his car was like, you could see the tire tracks, like everything. So you knew like somebody, other people were here. Multiple cars were in the driveway because both sides of the driveway were like demolished, basically. Right. And so they were like, "Brandon, something about the house seems a little bit different." He's like, "Ooh, that's weird. I was at Walmart all weekend working."
Fuck.
And they were like, "I don't know about that." And it turns out he had a party. And I'm like, "You motherfucker, like, shovel the driveway so people can tell." And he knows now. It's a funny thing, though. Like, my dad's...
Oh, the driveway is plowed. He must have had a party.
The driveway was never plowed. It's just that, like, because there was so much snow and you couldn't tell that there were lights there. And the lights were a whole thing. It lasted 1 year because that winter there was so much snow. Even when we plowed the driveway, people didn't see it. They would plow over the lights and everything was a whole mess. But that was the reason why my mom and dad knew, like, my brother was starting parties when we weren't away.
When did we all graduate? I know. I think I'm the oldest here.
Probably.
Charlie's the youngest.
Two? I'm two.
You're 02, so...
You're 6.
I'm 05.
For high school?
Yeah, I was a freshman when you were a senior.
I mean, yes.
08.
Oh, 09. You're older.
Holy. Hockey.
05? I thought you were 6.
No. I was one hit.
I can already see, like, I mean, we could go on this for a long time. Like, shit's changed a lot.
My brother was
08.
He was, what did you say, 02?
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother was 02 when we graduated.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother's, like, same age as you.
There's a guy working for us. It's awesome. I love this guy. Like, he's not on his phone. Like, he does his work. He comes to work early. Like, goes to work. Like, he's awesome. You've met him before. Amazing. Like, he's awesome. Great. Like, he graduated. Like, he was born. I'm like,
holy what? Shit.
Holy fuck.
I feel old.
Like, when you were born, like, you were a year old, and I graduated high school. I'm like,
I was born 27 years before him.
We were talking about shit earlier, though. Like, just people that are, like, you know, people that are my people that I can understand, like, that I get along with. I don't have any respect for people that don't, like, that don't work their asses off. I don't have respect.
Here's what I'm going to say, because I just turned 32 a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Honey Boo Boo's mom, Mama June, was 33 and a grandmother. She's a year older than me, and she was already a grandmother.
Yeah. That's the other thing I gotta think about, like, that I'm not sure
of. I still feel too young to have children, even if that's...
Well, and I'm gonna throw this out there, like, I don't... It's just my opinion. I know it's different than anybody else's. I understand that, respect that. But, like, my brother's had, like, 4 kids now. I don't understand why anyone would want to have kids. I'm not saying that I don't love
being
nephews.
The cool aunt and uncle
awesome.
Is so much better than being
no
the mom
kid.
Or
like,
the dad.
Come no kid.
I'm like, they act up and I'm like, why the fuck would you want to deal with that? Like, why would you aspire?
Yeah, we get to hang out
that?
With them and have so much fun, and then we get to leave them with them.
Yeah, and I understand what perspective I'm coming with. I get it. Like, I don't have kids. I never had them. But, like, I'm like, why would you want to do that? I get it.
I feel like
I kind of get both sides.
We've talked about this before. We were like, well, I'm clearly amazing. He's like, I'm clearly amazing. We could have a clearly amazing one.
We feel the same
one.
About all of us, too.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
all
oh,
clearly
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
yeah. We were like, why wouldn't we want to be like, let me just prove to the world that, like, I can produce
amazing Yeah, no,
thing.
I feel
like,
the same way.
Child,
like, we would
like,
create an amazing
like,
fucking
there.
Child.
It would be one and done, and if it doesn't happen, if I'm like, let's give it a try, and it doesn't
listen,
work, I'd be like,
listen.
You want to sit down.
Double income, no kid.
Think about that one and done, and then think about all the other children that don't want to have that one and done, but they end up having that one and done, and they have to put it in the fucking system, and nobody fucking has a parent or child
yeah.
or whatever.
When I was in my teens in like early 2000s, and I was like, I'm gonna be married by and have like
Same.
Have kids
Wait,
by 20.
Oh my god!
You guys
they
are how
put
old?
It. In, like, they used to
I
put it.
You're older than her. You're
no.
younger than her, right?
Yeah.
They used to put it in our brains yeah. with all the dolls that they came out with that
yeah.
made
dumb.
Girls want to be moms.
I never
the baby
to be a
dolls.
Mom. I
the
never
dolls
wanted to be a mom. I just
babies.
Thought that's like what you do.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, if I'm going to have natural children, the amount of natural children I have, I will have the same amount of adopted children. But I'm
like
also
this.
In my 30s now,
like,
and I don't have
you know.
Any children. I'm not married. So I'm like, and I also don't really want to have kids at all.
Yeah, same.
I understand
I,
the whole
I have
the
changed
thing behind it.
Like, to
kind of
wanting
cool.
to have twins
so my,
to not I, wanting to have anything to, like, if maybe I ever change my mind, it will only ever be adopted because I'm not
she,
birthing
and,
process
and,
at all.
And
I
gotta tell you, while
like
we're on here too and documenting this stuff, Sherry's the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me. I think you're amazing, babe. I love you.
Love you.
You are
coincidentally,
awesome.
Sherry's
like,
the most amazing thing ever happened
to me. That's
like, I
sugarcoat that at all. She's amazing. She deserves everything in the world. She's awesome. I love her. My first wife, like, she was like, she had 2 kids already. Took care
Wait,
of them.
You married
they,
her?
Oh yeah, yeah. They came into my house, moved in my house. Like,
he was a stepdad
cool.
for a while.
Yeah, it was. Like, and I get that. And I wasn't the greatest at it. Like, I wasn't the greatest.
We were
well, like,
learning.
My,
I had no idea.
My, like, my first wife was like, when you want a kid of your own, I'm just like, this kid's. Are mine. Like, I treat them like they're mine.
This is enough.
And second
for
of
me.
All, if this isn't stable enough, why the fuck would I want to have a kid with you? Basically. But I never said that. You can't. If you're if you're a good human being, you will never say anything like that. Thinking that's fine. But, like, I'm just like, no. Make a kid with you? We don't get our shit straight. Like, no.
We're not good. Why would we think a kid would make it better?
Yeah. And, like, I agree. I think
kids
that,
don't fix those problems.
No, they do not. No. And you, I think what
they
people gotta realize is once you
and
have
then
a
you
kid,
fuck those kids up.
You can't, like, you can't take
yeah,
that kid
back. Yeah, and then
back.
They smack their glasses
the kid's
off
there
their own
for real.
Faces.
Just kidding.
They end up like Charlie.
Fucking Charlie. Oh,
I'm just kidding.
This is an episode. Welcome to, like, you know, an episode Charlie's of. Like,
cool, but yeah. We've had one of these before that we accidentally this posted. This is going to be Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Post.
And this is Charlie Gets His Mind Fucked Up.
Well, we did two episodes with my brother once, and one was like a total free-for-all shit show, like talking
like
about random
tonight,
shit.
Like tonight.
But no, but we didn't plan on posting it. And the other one was like an actual episode that we were talking about houses and stuff and how he's owned a house for 13 years. My brother just bought a house, and I have never owned a house before. So it was different perspectives on house owning and what we thought about it.
And just by the question.
And I posted the entire wrong thing.
Right in place. Okay, gotcha. Okay, interesting.
See, this also, with him owning this, made me think of a different thing that I could still have a balcony.
Yeah.
And a thing. I would need the two-car garage, right. though, and I wouldn't want to pay
off.
For
we could
parking.
Branch off I don't want to pay for parking. A million times, obviously, but, like, I don't know. When I think about a house, I'm in Strasburg, and I'm like, a house? It's like... Not this.
Not connected this to like, anything else.
This is cool.
And
I
you
could,
got, like,
but
I could do this rather than where we were at.
I was also just thinking about this the other day, and as I met them last night, I came into them. I was like, I'm about to blow your guys' minds. I was walking down here, and I videoed an ambulance going by, and I was going to say, haha, city life. But then I thought about it, and I was like, okay, this is city life, and it is only because, like, you're going to hear more ambulances and more fire trucks and more cop cars because everybody is so much more close-knit
right.
than they would be in a suburb. If you take all the people that live in the city and you spread them out into a suburban area, you would never hear or see any of those ambulances that happen all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It's only because it's a city that you see and hear it more. So it's not that it's a bad place because you see and hear ambulances, cops, or
so
it's just because we're all so much closer.
Like,
each building
in a place
has
like
billions
this for a
of people
long
in
time.
It.
Like this kind of like setup.
This was the first city Charlie's ever lived in.
Where have you lived at before?
Charlie had a house in the mountain in the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia before you lived here.
Are you too
drunk?
Like, are you too drunk to talk?
He had like three levels. He looks too
like,
drunk to talk.
Like John Denver type shit.
No, I'm fine.
Just John Denver type shit.
So,
John Denver.
So I used to have a.
West Virginia.
So I had.
He was in Virginia.
Let him finish.
I had a big ass house in Virginia, like where I lived on the side of a hill where no way fucking bothered.
It sounds like it sounds
decks,
like Tennessee.
Two balcony decks, and one of them had a
two
had a
balcony
hot tub.
Decks. What does that mean?
Yeah, like. He had a
so,
balcony,
two
like,
bedrooms that had a deck each and that went out to a balcony.
So, he had, like, effectively three levels. Like, the bottom level went out to the yard.
There were levels,
Jerry. Then there was, like, a deck. Then there was
Jerry.
Another deck. And one of them had a hot tub. Like, Charlie bought the hot tub and had it craned
fuck yeah.
up there.
Fucking hot tubs.
Why don't you
sides?
Have a hot tub on the... You could fit one
we
on
can't.
The balcony.
No.
Yeah, I'd make it work.
I mean...
You just need to cut into your apartment a little
and
bit.
Just, do a couple lines of cocaine.
Break it out.
Right.
Hot tub.
I mean...
Make this room the hot tub room.
That.
You don't have guests.
That's
hot tub. This is the hot tub gaming room.
So,
you don't even this is the hot tub gaming room, bitch.
So, yeah, that was the...
That
was the setup before.
Later.
It's been recorded.
Why
you know people listening. Mom be like...
No.
Why are you talking about cocaine for?
You're listening to our podcast? Like, we had 67 of them. Like...
That was
sorry.
I have a deviated septum.
I'm sorry.
That was the
not from
before.
That. Just
Bombay tuna.
Mine's from sinuses and allergies.
That was a set before.
Yeah, that was your previous house.
Yeah.
Let's.
And you had a house.
So this,
before
how
that
is this
in
like?
Ohio.
Is this weird to you, like having like a place like this?
I don't know about weird, but.
I
prefer to live here.
See, to me, like, I just, like, I, like...
You miss
I have
space
to, I have to challenge myself.
Garage.
I have to challenge myself. Like, I'm... This, to me, is so far outside my, like... I've lived on the same street for 38
years.
So, Like, with, I don't know.
It's
like,
actually very funny.
Like, this is like...
The fact that so, you and your... Joe...
To live here, I'd be like...
Joe, you and your ex-wife had a controversy on the fact that she wanted to live in the city, but of Lancaster. Right. And he did not. They never had any compromises or anything like that. She wanted to be in the city. And he went, well, she just said, is it really a city? No, so that's why I'm putting in quote unquote, city.
There you go.
She wanted to live in the city.
There you go.
In the city. And you wanted to live in the country.
It's cheaper.
It is, but listen, how contradictory is it the fact that they broke up with the fact that they couldn't compromise on living in the city and the country, and here he is.
I don't want to move.
A city that's an hour and a half away instead of 20 minutes away.
But it's so
different. And loving the shit out of it.
Like, what do you guys do? Like, you've lived in a bunch of different places. I've lived in a total of 3 places for 38 years. I lived in an apartment for 1 year. The rest of those times was on the same freaking street, like in the suburbs. So like this kind of thing, I'm just like,
it's actually really
it's
funny
weird
though because
to me, but like I'm learning
you,
to appreciate it. Right?
You have been where you grew up your entire life, and that's what I've wanted. When my dad moved out of his house and he was moving in with the new girlfriend down to North Carolina, I was like, Dad, I want to buy the house. Like, my brother and I, your children want to buy the house. Like, we want it. We want to give you money every month to have the house that we grew up in. But no, he wanted one large lump sum because she needed one large lump sum for them to inevitably have the whatever house. Whatever. She had some shit that she was getting because she was a widower or whatever. No, only if she had married again would it have not given to her. But
like separation.
I was so mad. And then I go trick or treating with my cousin around the neighborhood and I go to the house I grew up in.
How old were you?
What?
Very old. It was literally like 3 years ago.
I was trying to buy a house and then I went trick or treating.
No. It was like 3 years ago. My cousin's the only one that can like get away with like doing any some type of shit like this in our neighborhood because everyone knows her. So we were going trick or treating in a. They're sitting on the lawn exactly in the same spots like my parents used to do. It's not up at the house near the door where the patio is. It's on the driveway, like where we used to do it. My dad used to have like a little spider that when people came up, he would like pull the string and it would move and freak everybody out. And so we come up and I was like, hey, so like who owns this house who's living here? Because I was so excited to like know who lives in the house I fucking grew up in. And they were all being such dicks, and they were like, oh, none of us live here. We're all just, like, chilling on this porch. And I was like, cool. Well, I used to live here, and I hope my dog that's buried in the backyard haunts you. I was like, I'm going to be rich and famous, and I'm going to kick you out of this fucking house. I can't wait to do it.
My parents, like, I was, like, in Europe for a month when they sold my, like, childhood
California.
Home. California. I remember being, like, oh, they were like, well, you gotta move out all your shit. Like, we're selling the house. I'm like, well, that happened really fast. Like,
That was from where?
You were
New Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey.
Gotcha.
And wait, why did California?
Feelings.
So anyway, like, I was like, oh, I didn't get a chance. I, like, packed my shit away and was like, all right, you guys got the rest of it. Like, just tell me what to do with it whenever I see you later. Like, I didn't even know that they were moving out at the time. Like, they picked me up at the airport when I came home and they were like, we're going to take you to the apartment that we're renting in New Jersey. And I'm like, where's our house? And they were like, well, remember we put it up for sale? Like, we're moved out by now. I'm like, oh, I didn't. All right, well, cool. And our dog is buried in that backyard too, and I've never, like, since the time like they drove me to the airport to leave, I've never driven by the house since then. I have no idea what's going on.
That's why.
And this got a second owner since my mom and dad sold it to the first people.
That's why the song by Miranda Lambert means so much to me, and it's called "The House That Built Me."
Yeah.
I don't listen to country music.
Okay.
We have no problems.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like fist bump me.
No, he's pretty super pissed that you don't listen.
No,
he's
no
like,
country.
We were super good with all the Eagle shit, and then when you said that some type of shit, he just is, who the fuck are you?
Along with the sweet thing.
But that song never meant anything more to me until after they finally sold the house, because it's literally like, my dog's buried in the backyard.
Well, I was getting to the point too, like,
in the back room.
Like, you guys have all at least moved more than I have. Like, you don't know where the
10th place I've ever lived.
Your parents, none of your parents live in the same place they did when you were born, right?
So, let me ask you a question. With all of the places that you've lived and how long you've lived there, once you've moved in, how often do you move your furniture around in your home?
Oh, often.
Really?
Well, and twice because of...
Yeah. I'm like, I am super big on feng shui. I used to move my bedroom around so much as a kid that the bedroom set, when I finally moved it out of my parents' house into the first home I owned, it was so squeaky because of how many times I moved it, like, on my own. Like, as a kid, I'm not strong, so I'm going to move the back side and then move the front side and then the back side and until it's where I wanted it. But I was so prone, like, I was jealous of friends that had people that moved around all the time. I was like, I need something new, which is why I ended up feng shuiing all the time. But I was like,
feng shui.
I was so obsessed with it to the fact that was my brother said that he was moving out, and within like a day, I started moving all of his shit out because I wanted his bedroom just because I wanted something new. I even moved all my shit into the basement because I needed something new.
Right? Yeah. I didn't have like I had a. pretty big room and like yellow card and like the house that I grew up in, but like the shape of it and the way that it was framed, like you could move the bed one way or you could move the bed the other way, and like the furniture wouldn't work any other way. So I had that room for like 25 years.
There is always a way.
I've
done it where your bed's up against the wall where you can only crawl in on one side because
I had one window, and so it's like I don't want to block
I had
the window.
One window too. I had my bed up against the window with it on the side. I had my bed up against the window where like the headboard was the window. I had it up in the middle of the room like you should, like a normal, like with two little nightstands and everything.
I had five windows in my
five?
But the thing was,
five windows in your bedroom?
It's above the garage. The longest way to get up to the freaking house.
So I didn't care about like how long it took me to get to my bedroom, but my brother had like the best room upstairs. We both had the upstairs bedrooms, and he had the best room. Mine was shit because like the sun would beat down, and my parents would only, we had central air my entire life. They would only turn the central air on for 2 weeks in August. And my room would be baking the whole summer long, and I'd be like sleeping like at
the... You didn't have curtains?
I did have curtains, but the sun is like beating down on my bedroom the whole...
Yeah. Well, it's the same way with me, because my brother had the best bedroom too, because he had the bedroom to where he had two windows
and
looked
out
onto the street. So you could see when your friends were coming over, and or if you open up the window, you could go out onto the roof.
Well, he would have like,
I was like, Danny, let me go through your bedroom.
On this
side,
and then you have windows this way. So like, if there was a breeze, it could come through.
Breeze?
No, I would be like, I'd be like, Mom and Dad, it's really hot up in my room, and they're like, just open the windows. I'm like, there's no breeze that comes in that side of the house. Like, there's no breeze at all. And they're like, we'll just open the windows. I'm like, but there's no breeze. Like, it just sits there. I'm like, turn the ceiling fan on. I'm like, and I had a canopy bed, which was covered by the fan. So I turned the fan on, and like, I've got the canopy. I'm like, I don't feel anything. Like, I'm literally...
Take your fucking canopy out.
I tried to. I'm like, I hate this. Can we take it off? And my mom's like, no, that's your bed. And I'm like, well, I'm a kid. I don't know how to take it off. It's also taller than
that
me.
But that was last year, though, so let's go over that.
Yeah. Me? With me? I would have been a monkey.
That's the same
thing. I would have been a monkey with a canopy bed. I had bunk beds because I was a monkey and I needed
my
something
brother had
to crawl
several
on.
Different types of beds.
I was on the underside crawling all on
it. Is that why you're comfortable in my bed?
I don't know.
That's the same bed. I just figured out how to take the canopy off and like shorten it a little bit. But I've had that bed since I was 3 years old.
Oh my
gosh. Went from a crib to
bed. I had my like.
Yeah.
My
there was another post
I
that went up
see.
There.
I can see.
And that was atop the other post.
I was gonna use my other jacket, but like I used my new one. My Xbox.
I think we are. I think we're gonna end this random podcast because Charlie is. Out for the count.
He said, just let me know
so,
if he doesn't do anything.
What is it that? Is it
thank you. Wait, what city?
No,
from?
It's different.
What's
Ohio?
What is that?
So,
but Sherry's drinking just a different flavor.
No,
from
like
Ohio and
New Jersey
and
Lancaster
and Maryland. Someone somewhere
is crossing state lines.
Yeah.